May 14, 1948 was a pivotal day in human history. On that afternoon, a car carrying prominent Jewish leader David Ben-Gurion rushed down Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv and stopped in front of the Tel Aviv Art Museum. 4 o'clock was only minutes away, and inside more than 400 people, Jewish, religious, and political leaders and press representatives from all over the world, were assembled in an auditorium, anxiously awaiting his arrival. Ben-Gurion quickly bounded up the steps. Precisely at 4 o'clock local time, he stepped to the podium, called the meeting to order, and read these historic words. "This right is the natural right of the Jewish people to be masters of their own fate, like all other nations in their own sovereign state. Accordingly, we are here assembled, and by virtue of our natural and historic right, and on the strength of the resolution of the General Assembly of the United Nations, hereby declare the establishment of the Jewish state in Eretz Israel, to be known as the State of Israel." 6,000 miles away, President Truman sat in the Oval Office, reading a 40-word statement about to be released to the press. He penciled in a few added words, then signed his approval and noted the time. It was 6:10 p.m. 1 minute later, the White House press secretary read the release to the world. The United States had officially recognized the birth of the modern nation of Israel. Isaiah's prophecy, written 740 years before the birth of Jesus, declared, "Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once?" Isaiah 66, verse 8. Secular Israel was born that day. As I write this chapter, Israel is about to celebrate her 60th anniversary as a nation. What amazes many people is that in those 6 decades, this tiny nation with a population of slightly more than 7 million has become the geopolitical center of the world. Why is this so? Why is a fledgling country with a total land space smaller than New Jersey mentioned in the nightly news more than any other nation except the United States? To answer these questions, we must understand what happened on that day in 1948, what is happening today in Israel, and how these events affect the entire world. For answers, we must turn not to the evening news or the front page of the newspaper, but to the Bible. As Rabbi Binyamin Alon, a member of the Israeli Knesset, wrote, "I believe that if you do not know how to read the Bible, you cannot understand the daily newspaper. If you do not know the biblical story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you cannot possibly understand the miracle of the modern state of Israel." The story of Israel begins at the very beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis. The very proportion of the coverage tells us something about the importance of Israel. Only 2 chapters are given to the whole story of creation. 1 chapter records the fall of man. 8 chapters cover the thousands of years from creation to the time of Abram. Then we find that fully 38 chapters deal with the life stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the progenitors of the Jewish race. Apparently, God finds Abraham and his descendants to be of enormous importance. The Abrahamic Covenant. The Almighty God of heaven and earth made a binding covenant with Abraham, who was to be the father of the Jewish nation. The provisions of that covenant are recorded in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. "Now the Lord had said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you.'"